puts a variance or a special exception, doesn't require a second set of criteria for the floodplain?
Yeah, it's just a special exception for an accessory structure.
Okay.
And more than that, the structure's not in the floodplain.
Okay.
Good question, though.
All right, let's call this meeting to order. My name is Blaine Williamson with the Dorchester County Board of Appeals. We just ask anybody silence their cell phones, and if you would like, wish to speak on your case, come up to the podium to be sworn in. So first case, 2774 Tobin, special exemption. Please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to the evidence that you shall give to the board this evening shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? Please state your name, address, and relationship to the case being heard.
Paul Tobin, 4200 Bay Shore Road, property owner and
I'm William Craig, surveyor, 110 Somerset Avenue, Cambridge.
Okay. Okay, Mr. Tobin.
We're working on the special exception to build the shop building. We have a lot of problems with the shoreline and the driveway access. We work on the maintenance, and then right now I'm working on maintaining the equipment to work on the shoreline, you know, just outside underneath the shade tree. We've been in the shop for years to be able to maintain the equipment, and then also we're working on building a house. We have a lot of building materials that are we're building the house, and we have building materials in the house to reserve it. We need to get that out of the house. We can finish building the house.
Right.
And then our property is surrounded by 104 acres of timberland, and then behind that there's a 117 acre farm, and there's other farms right out at the end of our driveway. It's half a mile long driveway. There's you know, a fairly big farm with, you know, four or five big barns there, so it's not like it's not with the area.
I understand. Anything from the board?
Nope.
Okay. Anything from the audience?
You can see from that picture.
There should be a pointer somewhere.
There. Yeah, there should be a pointer on the phone there. And I can zoom in if you need.
The building's going to be right in this area. And you can see there's nothing around there that is going to, you know, that would be offended by this building.
Sure.
So, and it's much needed. If you can see on the site plan, and I think it's included in the package, we put the deed line on there. I would say, what was that, 1972, and then you can see where the property is now.
Yeah.
So shoreline protection is quite well needed there. So that's the point.
Right. You guys have any questions?
I don't.
No?
No questions.
Okay.
And And I'll just note that this is in the critical area, but they were not opposed to this project.
Okay. All right, we'll close the hearing for deliberation. Thank you. Sit down. Mr. Patrick?
All right, so we're under the special exception criteria. The board must find the proposed structure will be consistent with county's comprehensive plan.
Will.
Board must find that the proposed structure will be in harmony with the general character of the neighborhood, considering population density, design, scale, and bulk of any new structures, intensity and character of activity, traffic and parking conditions, and number of similar uses.
Will.
The board must find that the proposed structure will not be detrimental to the use, peaceful enjoyment, economic value, or development of surrounding properties of the surrounding neighborhood.
Will not.
Will not.
The board must find that the proposed structure will not cause objectionable noise, vibration, fumes, odors, dust, glare, or physical activity.
Will not.
Will not.
The board must find that the proposed structure will not have a detrimental effect on vehicular or pedestrian traffic.
Will not.
The board must find that the proposed structure will not adversely affect the health, safety, security, or general welfare of residents, workers, or visitors in the area.
Will not.
Will not.
The board must find that the proposed structure will not overburden existing public services and facilities, including schools, police and fire, medical facilities, water, sanitary sewer, public roads, storm sewers, and other public improvements.
Will not.
Will not.
And lastly, the board must find that the proposed structure meets the definition and specific standards set forth in the zoning code for such use.
Does.
Does.
That's all criteria to that.
Do you have a motion for a vote?
Make a motion to approve.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? You're approved. Thank you. Next case, 2775 Lewis, special exemption. Please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you shall give to the board in this action shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes, sir.
State your name, address, and relationship to the case.
Thomas Lewis, 6900 Bradley Run, out of Urlach, Maryland, and property owner.
All right.
Looking to put an accessory building out behind the current house now, just to store hobby items.
And which property is it on that map? Oh, okay.
I think in your packets, I have approval letters from the property owner on this side, and there's another property. You go down just behind there. The two that it would be the closest to both came in letters of approval from them saying they didn't see any problem with it.
Okay, anything else? All right. Anything from the audience? You guys have any questions?
Nope.
No questions?
Mm-mm.
Okay, make a motion to close the hearing.
Motion to close.
Second.
Thank you.
So, Mr. Patrick.
Okay. So the board must find that the proposed structure will be consistent with the county's comprehensive plan.
Will.
Will.
The board must find that the proposed structure will be in harmony with the general character of the neighborhood, considering population density, design, scale, and bulk of any proposed new structures, intensity and character of activity, traffic and parking conditions, and number of similar uses.
Will.
Will.
Board must find that the proposed structure will not be detrimental to use, peaceful enjoyment, economic value, or development of surrounding properties of the surrounding neighborhood.
Will not.
Will not.
board must find that the proposed structure will not cause objectionable noise, vibration, fumes, odors, dust, glare, or physical activity.
Will not.
The board must find that the proposed structure will not have a detrimental effect on vehicular or pedestrian traffic.
Will not.
Will not.
The board must find that the proposed structure will not adversely affect the health, safety, security, or general welfare of residents, workers, and visitors in the area.
Will not.
Will not.
The board must find that the proposed structure will not overburden existing public services and facilities, including schools, police and fire protection, medical facilities, water, sanitary sewer, public roads, storm sewers, drainage, and other public improvements.
Will not.
Will not.
And lastly, the board must find that the proposed structure meets the definition and specific standards set forth in the zoning code for the use.
Does.
Does.
All criteria have been met?
Okay. Make a motion, or do I have a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? You're approved. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next case, 2776, DeLeo. Did I pronounce that right?
Yep.
Good.
DeLeo.
DeLeo.
I close enough to Leo,
Yeah, I just want to make a
Thank you.
Slight correction in the staff report. I put 45-foot variance, I believe. You're seeking a 35-foot variance?
Well, 25-foot from the property line. It's 10 feet back from the existing home. I guess, well, that's what I, it's a 60-foot setback.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I got a 35-foot variance. Does that mean minus that, and then you get 25 feet?
Yeah, I mean, if you're asking for a 35-foot variance, it would be 25 feet back.
From the property. Yeah, that's it. Okay.
Yeah,
That's exactly it. 25 feet. There's this. That shows the...
So is this 45 wrong, or should we change
it? Yeah, that's incorrect.
Okay.
35. Okay, 35. Okay, Mr. Leo, please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you shall give to the board in this action shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Please state your name, address, and relationship to the case being heard.
4205 Gavin Creek Road, Mark DeLeo, I'm the owner. And see the house. The house is 15 feet back from the existing setback. I have that knoll that falls off, and I wanted just to take and fix the house up, but it's just totally gone, so I have to build a new one, and that's why I'm here. I was going to try to just do that one right, but I want to move it back as far as I possibly can. I've picked a 32-foot deep house, so I just want to tuck it as far back so it doesn't fall off the hill in the back. And I got room there. I'm just, like I said, I'm going to try to move it back as far as I get. I'm hoping I get it. Maybe
and it does drop off behind that house.
Yes, it does.
Right behind
the
property.
On the plan, it shows right there, top of the ditch, and you see the corner of my house gets close to it. But it's going to be a pretty house, and all the neighbors are for it because that house is just falling down.
All right, anything else?
That's about it.
Anything from the audience? You guys have any questions?
I don't.
No? Oh. All right. Let's make a motion to close for deliberation.
Motion to close. Oh, second.
All right.
First, in order to grant the variance, the board must find that the variance requested will not be contrary to the public interest.
Will not.
Will not.
The board must find that special conditions and circumstances exist which are peculiar to the land, structure, or building involved.
Are.
And you have to articulate what the conditions and circumstances are.
The existing house is close to the road, and then he also has a drop-off at the back of the property, which doesn't allow him to move back to the full 60-foot setback that's currently the ordinance.
Board must find that a literal interpretation of the provisions of the zoning code would deprive the applicant of rights commonly enjoyed by other properties in the same district under the terms of the zoning code.
Would.
What specifically?
He wouldn't be able to rebuild his house.
The board must find that the special conditions or circumstances did not result from the applicant's actions.
Did not.
And the board must find that granting the variance requested would not confer upon the applicant any special privilege that is denied by the zoning code to other land, structure, or buildings in the same district.
Would not.
Would not.
All criteria have been met.
Okay, do we have a motion for approval?
Motion to approve.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? You good to go? And then case 2778, Sanders. Do you swear that the evidence you shall give to this board in this action shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
State your name, address, and relationship to the case being heard.
Steve Witten, professional land surveyor, 504 Maryland Avenue, agent for the applicant. Okay, the applicant is proposing a new accessory structure on a vacant lot. He currently owns two lots in the subdivision side by side. His dwelling is here, and the new building would be here in this location. As part, if special exception approval is granted, we're going to erase this lot line and make this one lot, which would bring it up to the combined lot would be, I believe it shows on the site plan, 1.2 acres. Which would be, I mean, the lots were created in 62, there was no zoning ordinance, so this would be much closer to, you know, what you would expect today in this zoning as far as the lot size. If you could, Ben, if you could zoom back just a little bit. So we delineated the tidal wetlands in this area, non-tidal wetlands in this area. We're in complete avoidance of all this, of all those environmental features. I previously looked at this property for the owner. It, because it's surrounded by roads, it's become essentially completely a non-tidal wetland. So the odds of this ever being developed are slim to none. And you can see this part of the woods here will remain as part of the proposal. And this lot here is also under the same ownership. So the odds of there being another house here are pretty slim. And with that, I'll take any questions.
You guys have any questions?
Nope.
I just have one question. You avoided the water. It says it's in the floodplain. Is the building's not going to be in the floodplain?
So this whole... It's all.
It's all on the floodplain.
All in the floodplain. So a building of that size has to be to the base flood elevation. So, meaning if the base flood elevation here, I believe it's five foot above mean sea level, you'll have a pad about 2.5 feet high here. And we plan for that as well with the location. So the fill would not cross over into the 100 foot buffer or anything like that.
Yeah, and Craigwell area was not opposed to this property, so.
Okay.
No. I was hoping you weren't going to ask me what zone 8
is. Is it in there? Is it zone 8? I missed it this time, Sue.
Okay. Obviously, there's nobody left in the audience, so I'll make a motion to close the hearing for deliberation.
Motion to close. Second.
Mr. Patrick.
Okay. First, the board must find that the proposed structure will be consistent with the comprehensive plan.
Will.
Will.
Next, the board must find that the proposed structure will be in harmony with the general character of the neighborhood, considering population density, design, scale, and bulk of proposed new structures, intensity and character of activity, traffic and parking conditions, and number of similar uses.
Will.
Will.
Next, the board must find that the proposed use or structure will not be detrimental to use, peaceful enjoyment, economic value, or development of surrounding properties or the surrounding neighborhood.
Will not.
Will not.
Next, the board must find that the proposed structure will not cause objectionable noise, vibration, fumes, odors, dust, glare, or physical activity.
Will not.
Will not.
The board must find that the proposed structure will not have a detrimental effect on vehicular or pedestrian traffic.
Will not.
Will not.
The board must find that the proposed structure will not adversely affect the health, safety, security, or general welfare of residents, workers, or visitors in the area.
Will not.
Will not.
The board must find that the proposed structure will not overburden existing public services and facilities, including all schools, police and fire protection, medical facilities, water, sanitary sewer, public roads, storm sewers, drainage, and other public improvements.
Will not.
Will not.
And lastly, the board must find that the proposed structure meets the definition and specific standards set forth in the zoning code for such use.
It does.
It does.
Okay. All criteria have been met.
Make a motion for approval.
Motion for approval.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Thank you very much. I'll tell you, the new format is like quick. What time is it? It's like 7:30.
Yeah.
If I was in fourth pace under the old way, it'd be like 9 now.
Really?
The fastest you could do it, the fastest was a half an hour.
Why?
Each person had to read through the criteria.
Really?
Each board member had to read through the criteria. The attorney would read it,
mm-hmm.
and then each person would have to answer why instead of in unison. Yeah.
Wow. That doesn't make much sense.
It really did. It was
no.
going forever.
Yeah.
Especially for ones like this where it's yeah. not anything controversial.
I think they're working on that now, so
yeah.
we won't even be hearing a lot of these.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it's a joke with Walt, the old attorney, that I only keep the low-hanging fruit because they really aren't, they're not controversial. The special exceptions really are.
Yeah, they'll probably be changed pretty soon. Just, I guess county council hasn't gotten around.
What's the status of that bill? They introduced it?
I'm not sure. I have to check the last agenda. I don't think they've introduced it yet. But I know county council, what they gave it to us to start doing that process. So it's even support of it. So
I mean, that's like 50-60% of the cases.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Probably three quarters.
Yeah.
Well, it'd have been 80 tonight, mm-hmm. you know, on
yeah.
the original agenda.
So.
Yeah, I think the original numbers in the code were a little low for what people build
yeah,
nowadays.
Yeah. I mean, we're getting as many cases as we are. I mean, it's obviously it needs to be updated.
Right.
Thank you all.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. So are we going to...
We're not going to have an election, are we?
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask about.
No, yeah.
No,
okay.
We thought that limit in mm-hmm. Betty.
Okay.
So I guess we should try to do next month.
All right, so we'll be meeting next month, you know,
yeah,
that
just,
we will?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think in a case, so far, just one case.
Okay.
Or two with the Sanders or the Wheatley.
The one that was postponed?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You got anything else?
No, that's it.
All right.
Okay. Make a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Aye.
Good night, everybody.
All right. Thank you.